Be Loud Studios and 826 New Orleans share the same goal: amplify children's voices, one through radio, the other through writing. This summer, the groups teamed up on a special project. They collected stories of joy from Black children and helped them create short radio segments. This morning, we'll hear some of them. But first, education reporter Aubrey Yuhas spoke with some of the adults behind the project.
I'm joined now by Alex Owens of Be Loud Studios and Kylie Pulpis of 826 New Orleans. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi. Thanks, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Great. Well, Kylie, I was hoping you could start by telling me how this project got started.
So with the racial reckoning that has been happening this summer, and with folks finally being able to say Black Lives Matter, at 826 New Orleans, we wanted to emphasize this idea that when we say Black Lives Matter, we mean a full life, not just breathing, not just existing, but things that make life worth living. You know, we are happy, we love things, we dance, we sing. And so we wanted to carve out a space for our young writers to share stories of things that made them happy.
And who exactly are these young Black DJs that you guys work with? Alex, can you tell me a little bit about the kids that we're going to hear from?
Yeah, so they're third to sixth graders. And this summer we did a really small summer camp in person. And the kids came and they got their own recording equipment. They got their own mic, their own iPad. We taught them really quickly how to speak into a mic, how to record their voice, and then every day added on to the skills, how to add sound effects and how to mix music. They really started from early on, like owning the recording process, and that really helped them also own the writing process.
Great, and we're going to listen to some of them right now.
Hey, this is Jaron, a.k.a. DJ, and this is what makes me happy. A girl being a president. I like eating pizza, being with my mom.
Okay, so this is what makes me joy. Family, parties, swimming, going on walks with my friends. I love that.
I love sports. I love different cultures' food. I love vanilla ice cream with Kit Kats in it. And I love spare ribs with rice. And I love playing Fortnite, and I love going on family trips.
One, I love basketball because I'm a little bit competitive. Two, I love singing because a songwriter inspired me. And three, I love hanging out with my friends and family because they make me comfortable, safe, and happy. Thanks for listening, and peace out.
These are so joyful. And I love how a lot of them are everyday joys. Sleeping in your bed, seeing your friends, hanging out with family. And Kylie, I wanted to see if you could kind of speak to the fact that while these are pretty universal joys, why you still feel it's important that this project is at the same time focused specifically on Black joy.
You know, it brings me back to this moment that I had in a classroom a couple of years ago when a teacher asked her students, why is it important for young Black children to see themselves represented in the media? And I pushed back on that question and I said, it's actually not just important for young Black children to see themselves in the media, but it's important for everyone to see them in the media because it shows the humanity in us. And I think that that is part of the issue that is going on in the world right now, is that people are not seeing the humanity in Black lives. You know, think about how easy it is for you to swat a fly or a mosquito, stomp at a roach. It's because you don't value that life the same way that you value your own. And that is what is allowing people to treat Black people a certain way. And so when we are hearing our young people share their joys, share what shows that they are children, just like other children, we are seeing the humanity in them. And that's really important.
Who is the audience that you guys are hoping, you know, gets to hear these?
I think it'd be easy to say, like, we have grand ambitions about sharing this with the whole world. But we also know the impact of kids listening to each other first and foremost. So when kids are scared to record something and then just play it for the other kids in the class or in the group, and so them getting over that hurdle is really powerful. And it is also a vehicle to build empathy between just those kids. And we think that doesn't happen enough. And we think when it does happen, it can be really, really powerful, not just for the kid who's created that content, but for kids who might not share that same experience.
That's Alex Owens with Be Loud and Kylie Pulpis with 826 New Orleans. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having us, Aubrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Thanks for listening, and peace out.
That was education reporter Aubrey Juhas speaking with Alex Owens of Be Loud Studios and Kylie Pulpus of 826 New Orleans.